LC2. Now read the instructions and the exercises for task 2. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Welcome to another episode of our program, The Joy of Traveling. Today we will talk about Dublin, the beautiful capital of Ireland. Let me introduce to you our co-host, Mary. So, Mary, what can you tell our listeners about the basic background information that every traveler to Dublin would need to know?
Well, Sean, Ireland has been part of the EU since 1973. So traveling is easier for people coming from the EU. The euro is also the official currency and has been since 1999.
But that is for Ireland in general. What about Dublin specifically? What can you tell us about the city?
Dublin is the biggest city in Ireland with over 500,000 inhabitants. Dublin was also founded by the Vikings, and later it was the first base for the English.
So quite a long history. So why should a traveler choose Dublin?
Well, first and foremost, Dublin is full of friendly, cheerful people. They also have a great history and a very lively presence. Really, there's something for everyone.
That sounds really exciting. What are some of the must-sees for anyone visiting the city?
I highly recommend visiting an Irish pub with live music. I love it. Trinity College is also a great place to visit with its famous library.
While libraries are quite interesting for adults, do you have any recommendations for people traveling with kids?
Oh, yes. The Irish are very friendly towards families. There are many museums in Dublin that offer fun activities for all ages.
That sounds really great. What is the best time to visit Dublin? It is quite far north in Europe, after all.
Oh, honestly, Dublin is fun all year round. Although, it is rather a rainy place. So if you're looking for the driest months, then March and April are a good time to visit. The sunniest months are May and June. But if you're looking for a great party, make sure to be in Dublin for St. Patrick's Day.
Welcome to another episode of our program, The Joy of Traveling. Today we will talk about Dublin, the beautiful capital of Ireland. Let me introduce to you our co-host, Mary. So, Mary, what can you tell our listeners about the basic background information that every traveler to Dublin would need to know?
Well, Sean, Ireland has been part of the EU since 1973. So traveling is easier for people coming from the EU. The euro is also the official currency and has been since 1999.
But that is for Ireland in general. What about Dublin specifically? What can you tell us about the city?
Dublin is the biggest city in Ireland with over 500,000 inhabitants. Dublin was also founded by the Vikings, and later it was the first base for the English.
So quite a long history. So why should a traveler choose Dublin?
Well, first and foremost, Dublin is full of friendly, cheerful people. They also have a great history and a very lively presence. Really, there's something for everyone.
That sounds really exciting. What are some of the must-sees for anyone visiting the city?
I highly recommend visiting an Irish pub with live music. I love it. Trinity College is also a great place to visit with its famous library.
While libraries are quite interesting for adults, do you have any recommendations for people traveling with kids?
Oh, yes. The Irish are very friendly towards families. There are many museums in Dublin that offer fun activities for all ages.
That sounds really great. What is the best time to visit Dublin? It is quite far north in Europe, after all.
Oh, honestly, Dublin is fun all year round. Although, it is rather a rainy place. So if you're looking for the driest months, then March and April are a good time to visit. The sunniest months are May and June. But if you're looking for a great party, make sure to be in Dublin for St. Patrick's Day.
This is the end of the task.